Audio Bibles and the Wayapi Tribe, God's Word in the Amazon Rainforest. For many of us, the idea of eating monkey meat, finding tarantulas in our kitchens, and living without cell service is unthinkable. For the Shurings, however, this is everyday life in the Amazon Rainforest. The Amazon Rainforest covers 90% of the state of Amapá in northern Brazil. In this beautiful and unforgiving terrain, the Wayapi Tribe lives on a protected reservation, with minimal external acculturation or contact. Missionaries were kicked off the reservation decades ago, and activist groups continue to spread misinformation and suspicion regarding missions work in the area. Despite many geographical and political obstacles, Jason and Christina Shuring have made their home on a missionary base outside the reservation since 2015. Their team is among the first outsiders to live alongside the Wayapi. As tribal church planters, the Shurings are working to establish a self-sustaining Wayapi faith community. Their base also provides medical care and maintenance services to the surrounding area. Broadening access to scripture for those who can't read. Like many indigenous tribes, Wayapi is an oral culture and a majority of the tribe's people do not read. In the past, this was a major barrier for missions work in the area. However, Jason and Christina have recorded 11 books of the Wayapi New Testament in audio format and are working to record the remaining 16 books. Work is also in progress on the first print translation of the Old Testament in the Wayapi language. Mega Boys Audio Bibles have helped the Shurings distribute their recording to more people than the missionaries could reach on their own. Jason and Christina use Envoy 2S dual players to share their Wayapi Audio Bible along with the Portuguese Audio Bible. Audio Bibles broaden access to scripture for those who can't read, says Christina. Personal interest among the Wayapi women to hear God's word has increased only more recently due to more Bible exposure through audio Bibles. Jason and Christina have purchased players themselves and work to raise donations for players as well, sometimes assisted by a VBS group from a church in Minnesota that has raised funds multiple times to help with the endeavor. Turu's story. Christina told us the story of Turu, a tribesperson who passed away several years ago from surgery complications. He shared his testimony a month before his surgery, explaining how he came to know God through a Mega Voice audio Bible. He had never been officially taught by any missionaries. God was able to minister to him through the faithful labor of many people working in partnership to bring audio Bibles to the Amazon. I highly recommend Mega Voice to any community, says Christina, especially to communities where information is still handed down orally, like the Wayapi. Pray for the Wayapi. The Shurings continue their long process of language learning, teaching, translation, and discipleship. Despite numerous setbacks, they are seeing Wayapi believers gathering together and desiring to know God more. Alcoholism, domestic violence, and food insecurity are widespread amongst the tribe's people. The Shurings ask that we pray for the maturity of the Wayapi church, and for leaders to rise up among them who love Jesus and want to see their community changed by God's love. Many groups are against missionaries working with indigenous peoples in Brazil. They think missionaries exploit the indigenous or change and destroy their way of life. It's a false perception we have to navigate frequently and carefully, shares Christina. Pray for continued good relationships among the Wayapi. In this video, a Wayapi man named Tapajona shares his request for more audio Bibles for his community. Visit jasonchristina.com to learn more about the Shurings' work and to help purchase audio Bibles for the Wayapi.